Somebody came to Uncle Hans one day and said, "Brother Waldfogel, I wish I had your faith." He looked at them, he said, "Don't you wish you had my Savior?" It's that sight of Jesus that produces faith in us, you know. He's so wonderful. And absolutely faithful, isn't he? Absolutely faithful. My good father, he said one of the best definitions of faith is there in, I think it's Romans 4. Being fully persuaded that what God has promised, he's able to perform. Being fully persuaded, that's what God asks. His word will make us fully persuaded. And that's faith, real faith, a good definition for faith right there. And God wants me to be fully persuaded. Praise the Lord. You know, it's such a marvelous thing. And when we look at him, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the one, Lord. You are the one. You are the one. Oh, God. Then sings my soul. Thank you tonight with all our hearts that you are so wonderful. You are so great, Lord. Who wouldn't want to believe you? Who wouldn't want to put their trust in you? Who doesn't want to, oh God, take you at your word and offer praise unto you, Lord? Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. You never fail. You never fail, Lord. But you're able, O God, to do what you've promised. Everything. Fully persuaded that what God has promised, he is able to perform. Hallelujah. So you have to learn that lesson, you know. Things look contrary sometimes. But God wants you to look at Jesus and thank him. Take his word. Hold it before him and say, "Lord, this is what you said. And I know you're doing what you said, no matter how I feel, no matter what the symptoms may be. And you know what'll happen?" Victory. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Dear Father, cause us all to grow. Let our faith grow exceedingly, O God. Your faith groweth exceedingly, you said. And Lord, we want to be a church like that, a people like that. Wherever we call church home, we pray, my God, that we shall be a people that believe God and believe that all that God has promised, he will perform. He never will fail. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Thank you for coming out tonight. God has really talked to us, I'm sure. And it's through that word, that living word. He speaks to our hearts. You know, that produces. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Somebody used to say, "Never ask for faith. Never pray for faith." Well, the Lord says, the disciples prayed, "Lord, increase our faith." Yes. They asked him. And he didn't disappoint them. No. Don't be afraid. Just trust him. Yes. And he will manifest himself to you. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. It's remarkable to me. Frankie is here somewhere. Your son. He's over there. Okay. Right. Frankie is studying the causes. They're trying to find the cause of cancer, you know, and doing research on that. And he delves into that. So I gave him Things New and Old for September. And I was amazed at there's a testimony there from a man who, he had all kinds of cancers in his body, and he got healed perfectly. God did the whole work. It's just amazing. He was from the Christian Missionary Alliance, and it's a great testimony if you notice it sometime. But you know, God is able for all these things. Hallelujah. Let's believe him. Now, if you'd like to wait on him here, we may do that. If you want to go to your rooms, fine. God bless you. But let's keep in touch, shall we? With Jesus. He'll keep in touch with us. Hallelujah.